To bring us to the next step after battle, I need to tell you about a time not so long ago. We would do this thing where we pick a word for the year. It kind of helps us focus in our growth before the Lord. Well, mine, of course, I didn't have one word. I had a hard time with one word. So I chose deep, but the Lord explained it deep because I was in the midst of a battle. And I sent up an SOS to God. And God, being the amazing God that he is, sent an SOS back. And his SOS was, Sharon, I want you to honor me in Sabbath. I want you to give me more of your time. I want you to give me all of your time. The O in his SOS was oblivion. Have you ever looked up that word? It means annihilation. Sharon, I want annihilation of self. The last S was sacrifice. I want your whole life, Sharon. I want to see self-sacrifice in every area of your life. And you, my daughter, will win the battle. That's a scary message, but it's also the closing of one chapter and the opening up of victory, big time. Tonight, God is calling us to that same kind of SOS call. It's not a little thing, but if you are a true daughter of the King, then what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to surrender, like Patty so stinkingly said. That we need to surrender whatever it is, because if we don't surrender whatever it is, we have not emptied ourselves. If we do not empty ourselves, then the next step of this is the Lord will fill you with his Holy Spirit. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit, but do not work against the Lord and allow yourself to be filled with the things of this world or flesh, because that leaves no room for his Holy Spirit. A Christian to live every day as a Christian, a Christ-like disciple, needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Upon true surrender, the Holy Spirit comes. God responds beautifully to obedience. He adores us. He's just waiting for it. It's like if we have a little one around us and they ask for a cookie. Yes, I would love to give you a cookie. But you have to eat your vegetables first. It's the same kind of thing. Jesus didn't mince any words about being a true disciple. He said in Mark 8:34, he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up my cross, and follow me." What we're really dealing with here, no matter what it is self-will. And self-will, as Patty showed us, it's hard to surrender because of that self-will. And what I want to tell you is to look at it from a different vantage point. We could have our self-will be 10 times stronger, but if we give it to God, surrender it to God, it becomes our greatest service to God, because it would then be wholehearted service to him. If, though, we do not give our self-will to God, then the devil, our enemy, has the power to move it. And the self will lead us to continual sin against God. There's no in-between. It's either this team or this team. We tend to think I can be somewhere in the middle. That's a no. That's a no to God. And Michelle mentioned that this morning. He will have no idols before him. And in the modern church, self is a detestable idol to our God. Girls, I don't like being a messenger sometimes. He's telling you guys, lay it down. It will be so worth it. Lay it down. Do not, like she said, listen to the enemy. Lay your self-will down like a cup and lift it up to him and say, here's my self-will. Fill it. Fill it with your Holy Spirit. That I would have the power to live as you call me to live every day. We don't fight this battle by ourselves. That is the power in our lives. What happened at Pentecost, the birth of the church? That wasn't just for those apostles, the disciples at the time. They were so depleted. Jesus had just left them. They're like, what the heck? And he says, just wait in the room. Wait for the power on high. He's saying the same thing to his church now. Wait for the power on high. I've got this. But do not try and fight this battle by yourself. That is the church history. And then in Ephesians, he takes us a little further, and it's a directive in Ephesians 5:18. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. We gotta realize that's it. That's victory. That's where our power lies. So tonight, as we worship, I want you to purpose in your heart to be obedient. And utilize those big ears that she showed us, but utilize them for the Lord. And listen to what he's telling you. He tells us that his sheep will know his voice. We will know his voice. Do you believe his word? All right then. We're going to listen tonight, and we're going to obey him. And if he tells you to lay something down, lift that cup up to him and let him lay it down and let him fill you up. Because he wants to see a church that is filled with him. Not just good efforts, goody-two-shoes, churchy girls. That doesn't cut it. We need to be the real deal. And ladies, why would we do this? For the same reason that Mary Magdalene washed Jesus' feet with that perfume, the expensive perfume, and her hair and her tears. Because she loves him. Because she loves him. Because he loves you. And that is what true worship is. Laying your self-will down because you love him. Because you trust that he has your very best in mind. And he has all his goodness and all his glory for you. So do not hold back. Do not.